Welcome back to another episode of Eyes Up Here. I'm your host, Lindsay Palos, and I'm coming to you live from my kitchen. We're stockpiling episodes and we're focusing on all things love, sex, relationships for the month of February. P.S. I know this is late because I was a bad, bad girl in March. So this is filmed in February and I know that we're in April, but forgive me for the crazy time, space situation. I'm going to get it together one day, but it just wasn't today or that day. So here you go.
And I've got my special co-host with me. I've got the wonderful, the handsome, the smart, the athletic, the youthful, the radiant, Adam Levine.
Look at all these. Look at all these great descriptions. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I've got another one with me. I've got the gorgeous, the talented, the funny. She's currently getting my life together, and I hope that she can handle it. It's my assistant bestie social media manager, Helen.
Let's pray I can handle it.
Let us pray.
Thanks for having us, Lynn.
Of course. And I'm glad that we've got a three-way situation going on because we've got a big episode today. I wanted to talk about everything. Love and relationships. Not intercourse this time, because I feel like we intercoursed a lot in another. Well, we didn't intercourse a lot.
That's another podcast.
Yeah.
Might be for the other page.
Yeah, that's another situation. But we talked about, making love, SEX, all that stuff. But this one I want to talk about the real deal, the matters of the heart, talking love, L-O-V-E, relationships. I got a lot of questions. I got a lot of topics. Should we just dive right in?
I think we should.
Who in this room is in love right now?
Let's get in there. I fall in love. Here's my thing. I fall in love very easy. Like, people make fun. I'm like, I'll meet some girl. I'm like, I love this girl. And then, like, I'll fall out of it pretty quickly most of the time.
What's your zodiac sign? What's your zodiac sign?
I'm like on the cusp. Some things I'm Aquarius. Some things I'm Pisces.
I was literally about to say. I was like, it sounds like you're a Pisces.
When's your birthday?
February 19th.
Oh, that's
literally, like, hilarious. half the things say I'm one and half say I'm another. It's really annoying.
I don't think that's
your birthday's coming up.
It is coming up.
You are Pisces.
Wait, what? The 19th?
See, some people
very close.
I forget. February ends early.
What? Like the zodiac stuff?
Yeah, it ends the 19th. So this month,
I'm a May 19th baby. Also close to Gemini, but I'm very much a Taurus. Pisces, creative, highly sensitive. Ooh. So you fall in love quick and fall out of love.
I mean, I'm not saying I fall out of love, but then I realize, like, maybe we're not, compatible. Maybe she doesn't love me back, so it's not like, it's not like I, like, get over people, but the sensitive, I do fall in love easy, I think.
The sensitive part of me is just, like, crying already.
No, yes, yeah. For that sounded wrong when I said fall out of it, but, like, for reasons, like, maybe she doesn't love me back, or maybe we're not compatible, or maybe whatever it is,
Yeah.
How quickly do you guys think, like, people can fall?
Look, if you're on a stranded island, like one of those Temptation Island TV shows, I truly believe people with the manipulated environment, I think you could fall in love in like 48 hours if you're crazy.
Honestly,
I really
like a Survivor type of moment.
Yes. And yeah. I think nobody thinks about love like that, that we're also, we really have to be sensitive to our minds and our environments. And I feel like a lot of people ruin their relationships and their lives because they're not thinking about stuff like that. But I do think people can fall in love super duper fast in the wrong environment. But how long should, like, if you're being healthy, if you're taking your time, it all really depends. But I've always felt like the 3 month mark for me is kind of, it's 100 days. It's when the mask has fallen off. It's when there's a little bit of comfort built. But I always feel like after 3 months is kind of when, for me, that's kind of my speed.
I feel like that makes sense. I feel like a lot of people would say the same.
What about you? They say guys say they're in love faster than girls.
That's what people said.
I think I buy that.
You do?
I mean, because isn't it, I mean, obviously, like, I feel like on paper, people say, even though I think this is a BS thing, that, like, guys are more, attracted to looks and stuff. So it's like, so if you're attracted to looks more than the other sex, then it would be, you would fall in love a little quicker, you know? Because, like, your looks don't really change. You might, your personality might, but I mean, obviously, like, with, I'm like, it fall in love, it's obviously looks, and then, like, oh my God, you're so cool, and I want to hang out with you, and you're, and cuddle you.
And cuddle you. I feel like that's what really needs to, I feel like for relationships to really, really work, you have to be lovers, but you have to be friends too.
Of course. You want to, like, I'm going to want to end up with a person that I always want to hang out with.
Yeah. I think that's the main ingredient.
I think finding somebody that, like, understands your love language is so important.
And by the way, when I say always hanging out with, like, it's true, but, like, I do think, like, the best couples I know, like, don't always do stuff together. Like, right. Oh, like I'm going to do something with my friends on Friday, or I'm going to go on this trip. And like, I just think when you have like, you know, trust and like you don't smother each other, I think it makes for a better relationship also.
I do agree with that. I think having your own identity. I will say though, as someone who leans more of an anxious attachment style, even though I'm pretty secure with the right situation, it kind of depends. If I lived with a person, I would be like, let's separate all the time because you're coming back here. Like, that's easy. There's a little bit less of a secure feeling when, you know, we have different homes or we're not that close yet, especially if you have a busy schedule. Because if I'm going on like a few trips a month, you're going on trips, like I'm busy as hell. So I do kind of like, I'm a little more insecure there.
So like you need the reassurance of like, they still like you. They still want to hang out with
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Like you're coming back, right?
Like you're not leaving me, right?
Honestly, I feel like the way I feel in relationships is kind of like a puppy when the owner leaves the house and it's like, is he ever come back? Like that's where I go. Right. I'm like,
but it's
never see him again.
But
every fucking time.
But isn't it better? It makes for like a more romantic relationship when you're just like not with someone all the time. So it's
100%.
Like, oh, we're both going off to our jobs or we're spending the weekend apart. So I get like now you're like, I'm so excited to see my significant other.
Yeah. No, 100%. But I do think in the early stages, at least for me, until there's that security bill, I am very nervous. But I'm okay with that. That's just how like whatever my beautiful blend of trauma like ended me up like. And at least I'm mindful of it. So
you're self-aware.
Yeah. I've actually ended relationships because I liked someone so much that I was like, I can't keep feeling how anxious I feel. Like I really like it scared me. But now I realize that that's okay to be scared. I just have to be vulnerable. And I'm training myself not to be that way. But because of the things that I've lived and experienced, I swear to God, if I really like someone, and we're not super duper, like we're hanging out all the time, I'm just like, am I like, what if I never saw them again? Like my brain.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
You can't control like,
no,
you know, outside variables.
No. But
some
also
people hate that
I
though. Some people love, like they love not texting. They love like, they're like more of a phone call person, which is fine. I love a good phone call. Love a good voice memo.
Yeah.
But some people need that like distance. And, like,
yeah.
There's this great line in Curb Your Enthusiasm and where Ted Danson's telling Cheryl, who used to be Larry's wife, he's like, he's going on some trip. He's like, I'll call you when I land. And Larry's like, if the plane crashes, we'll know. So that's, I mean, not totally related, but.
No.
But you get what I'm saying.
No, that's cute.
It's, I think you want to have a good texting, calling relationship too. Yeah. So.
Also, there is a little bit of that, like, naughty side of me is like when you like someone, they become your dopamine hit when they text. So it's kind of fun that you'll be like, you know, going through your day and someone sends you a text and it's like crack. It's like,
oh yeah,
ooh, I just especially got like a hit. Yes.
Especially when it's new.
Yeah. And then you run around smiling and you're like, oh yeah.
But what if
was a text?
What if they're not texting you back?
If they're not texting you back, I mean, then it's downhill.
And it's downhill from there.
It's so scary. I mean, there's so much. Love and attachment, it's such a whole thing. We have so much to talk about. I cannot wait to dive into this. Speaking of, before things get to the relationship level, I feel like we're in an era of situationships. There's an epidemic of situationships going on. Situationship being where maybe people are having sex, maybe they're hooking up, maybe they're acting like full-on boyfriend, girlfriend, like full-on holidays with families, full-on, you know, buying dogs, whatever. And they're still not committed to each other. They still won't call each other or make it official. What are your thoughts on the situationships?
So I think I talked about this like our first pod we did, where I'll say it again, where it's like we've evolved in so many ways of like, you know, like gender's a good example. We've evolved in terms of, you know, like things you say online and all that. I just think we still have one view of a relationship, like what a relationship should be. And, or in terms of like, you know, in terms of what's taboo or not taboo.
Yeah.
And like relationships haven't changed. Like we talk about like when there's, you know, supposed cheating scandals or this person. So get like, you don't know people's relationship. And I know different relationships and people have different situations. And
this is very Adam Levine coded.
Yeah. If it makes you happy, like, who cares?
Yeah.
And I think we gotta just kind of roll with it. And yeah, you know, people are looking for different relationships.
Yeah.
You know, like our friend Alex always tells Gianni, he's like, I love you, but I want to date other people, you know?
Thinking about them. Yeah. This whole time.
So like, that's an example. And I have other friends like that. And if that's a lifestyle that makes them happy, great.
It makes one party happy.
I think it'll, right. And I think it only make you happy if both parties are into it, which has been their problem. And I'm sure, you know, other people's problems, but you know, you might find the right person that's into it and good for them.
We do have a, we do have friends that are in a situationship where like one wants to be more serious. One does not.
I think that's the thing with situationships. It's like, it always gets to that point. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. I haven't really heard of a situationship where like they've both just wanted it to be a situationship forever and ever and ever. Like, it always ends.
Like, also for me, like, there is a little bit of like, there, all right. All right, let's define what it is. It's probably people having sex with each other, spending quality time with each other, kind of experiencing benefits of each other, like going on vacations, doing all this stuff, but without the title. And really, I feel like the only thing that leaves in my brain is like, I want to leave that open so I can meet someone better. Like, I want to enjoy you, but I want to meet someone better than you while I'm enjoying you. That, to me, that's what I kind of... And honestly, that's how I've seen it work out for people.
I see your perspective.
Because if not, what is the reservation? Yeah. You're putting your genitals inside each other's. You're like spending quality time. I mean, you obviously like each other. So the only reservation I feel like is I'd like to meet someone better, or it's I don't want any of the responsibility that might come with this. Like, I don't want to be someone who has to take you to the airport. I don't want to be the person you call when you're sick. I don't want to be, you know, something like that. And in that case, I'm like, what a fucking asshole friend. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm like, what?
But if you start right away, like you're not leading someone on and you're saying, this is what I want. This is what I'm into.
Yeah.
Like, now it's, you know, now it's your, not saying your fault, but like if you're, if I think there's a lot in that relationship and other relationships that I've known where the other side is like, thinks that they can change it. Saying that, but you know, let's, like, he really likes me or she really likes me. You know, I think I can figure it out. Which is not good. Which, you know, and so.
I will go back to the beginning, though. Remember when I said what people leave out about love all the time is the brain and the environment being manipulated? This is what I'm saying. You can fully be like, let's fuck each other. Let's hang out every Friday. Let's do whatever. Let's not do this. This is what I'm talking about. When you are making love to someone, when you're spending quality time with someone who isn't a jerk, like your brain, most people's brain, if it's healthy, is going to start creating it creates a physiological bond with one. So you're creating an attachment of sorts, whatever you want to define it as. But it's like going out in the sun a million times and thinking, I'm not going to get a sunburn. Who the fuck do you? Yes, you are. I don't know where people's logic. I feel like this is what I hate about this stuff. I'm all about everyone like being free will, doing whatever they like, whatever. But let's not take out fucking logic and fucking science. Okay? You can situation the shit out of yourself all you want, but like, you keep fucking everybody. You're gonna, unless you hate that person, you're probably gonna love that person. And this is what I hate. Wow, I'm really going off. This is what I think is weird too. I feel like modern love, everyone's looking like, what can this person bring me? What am I getting from this? What is this doing for me? Like, how is this making my life more fun and better? And I love that. But I think people really need to flip around and going, how am I enriching this person's life? No one fucking thinks about that anymore. How am I making this man's life more pleasant or more exciting? How am I making her life more comfortable and enjoyable? And there was an amazing TED Talk my therapist actually suggested to me that changed the way I think about this forever. And I'll have to link it somewhere. If you guys remind me, I'll send it. But there was a TED Talk and it was about acts of kindness, how it actually heals people's bodies and their heart. It had healing properties, like scientific healing properties. So being kind to other people, loving other people actually has benefits for the self. So it's not just what I'm giving to them. It actually benefits us. We are biologically, a lot of our being wants to love things and people. And I feel like this modern world, if I've ever said anything in my life, take this. We need to start fucking caring for the love we give to other people, period.
I agree with you. I completely agree with you. I do want to stand up for the situationship girlies out there, though.
And the
boys out there that are just prone to getting themselves into the situationships. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's not that black and white. I think people might have commitment issues. Maybe they grew up in a household where like their parents never got along, or maybe their parents were divorced. Like, I feel like there's so many layers to it that people might not acknowledge. Like, you said something about, I feel like you're not, like, you said, well, how did you word it? You were like, I feel like they don't want to have the title because
of responsibility, or because
they want to see someone else. But what if you're just like too, what if you're just like young and like, you just want to like explore before you like commit? Like, what if you think this person's your end game, but you want to like have that time for yourself and like not really.
Yeah.
It does sound kind of selfish, though. It does sound kind of selfish.
But my thing is, this is why I think people don't break up well in this world at all. Like, I don't think people do detaching at all. If you want to go explore other people, un-Velcro that shit. Go actually do it. I cannot stand is people who are like, they need the comfort of that person while they go and seek other shit. Because you know what they're looking for? Their next comfort person. And they're using the person with them. And it's like, no, you want to be a big boy and be single? And this is coming from a woman who has not been married, who has paid, you know, I live my life independently. When I break up, I suffer. There's no one on the back burner. I suffer and I cry and I look in the mirror and I grow and I change and I rethink my fucking ways. And I'm like, that is the process. And I think I'm very passionate about this, but I swear to God, I feel like people are cheating the process. Let go. Be a man. Grow up. Go down the street and be single. Go have no one to cry to. Try it. Like, okay, try life with some balls. But that's how I feel. Mic drop.
But here's the other side. Is you guys talk about situationships is like is a bad thing. Like, how many, I'm sure you know people like this that constantly have a relationship.
Yeah.
Constantly. Like, they're out of one. 2 weeks later, it's serious, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're kind of like, are you really into that person every time? Or do you just need to be in a relationship?
Yeah.
And I know people like that. And I'm like, maybe if they were in situationships, like, they wouldn't be unhappy a lot of the time. Yeah. You know? So
I like companion relationships. I do feel like there are, especially, you know, when people are older and they've made a family, they've had their one true love or whatever. I feel like people, when they get into relationships with companionships and they're like, this isn't gonna blow my mind every day, but I really value you as my friend and lover. I love that. But I feel like that's different. It's toned a little differently. But I do, you know, I dated an amazing guy within the last few years, treated me wonderfully. And I loved the comfort of him. He complimented me every day. He would bring me everywhere. He was a great fucking partner. But I didn't see him in the way he saw me. I wasn't as in love with him as he was with me. And I could have run that relationship dry. I could have like, enjoyed his compliments, enjoyed his comfort, enjoyed his friendship, enjoyed sex with him. But I didn't think that was right to do. And at some point I had to be like, you know, I really enjoy you, but I can't do this. And I had to do the hard thing, rip the Band-Aid off. And it crushed me more than probably any of my breakups ever, because I broke up with someone amazing. But I just knew it wasn't right. But I just feel like people aren't doing that these days. Like, break up with someone amazing. Let it break your fucking heart. Learn what it's like to lose someone amazing. And then maybe in life you might be like, that was really attractive being with someone like that. Like, I just feel like people are really skipping their lessons. Like, I don't know.
You're saying people wait for relationships to get bad before, like, hey, we need to just break up? Is that your point?
No. Okay. I don't think so.
It's kind of I feel like people don't break up cold turkey anymore. Like, some people do if it's a really bad breakup, obviously. But, like, situationships, it's kind of like maybe that person still wants to hang out. Like,
I
think you're saying more so like, fucking ditch that person, like literally, like have your own, like have your moment.
Yeah.
Like have your moment and like don't think about them, don't text them, don't call them, like do your thing.
And by the way, this is, I do feel like everyone should do whatever they like. You can go have any kind of weirdo relationships you want. This is my personal opinion. And I don't, like I don't knock anything, but I do see my friends. I'm at this age where I'm seeing people, you know, break up, get married, divorce, whatever. So I'm seeing you can read on Reddit. This is clearly patterns that repeat. People really get upset in these kind of dynamics. And it's something that, like, it doesn't take a genius to figure out. Like, if it were my viewpoint, I think people really just, I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like cheating the system. I believe in letting something hurt. I think we need to, like, let the boo-boo hurt.
I hear you.
We don't band-aid it. We don't band-aid with other people. We don't band-aid with sex. We don't band-aid with drugs. Let it fucking hurt. Period. Cope.
And I think eventually, like, you get, like, numb to missing them. Or, like, you, like, forget the feeling of them. So it's, like, you know.
Yeah, it undoes.
Time heals. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're telling me, like, so you don't believe in you dated someone, like, friends with this guy?
No, of course I do. Of course I do. But even the wonderful guy that I dated, we had to go through a detachment. And it's of my personal opinion and experience that I've seen that I think if you detach when you break up and you say, hey, I'd love to revisit the friendship, but we got to let this part burn out. We got to let this part of the candle burn out. You know, see you in 6 months to a year, whatever, whenever that flame is gone. And I think that's a healthier way to retain relationships. And it's worked for me in the past. So when I've had that detachment, we've had time off. Now I'm good friends with plenty of my exes, but I think that ripping off the Velcro, it's really painful. But I'm telling you, I think that's the point. I think you have to, whatever. I hate seeing people. I had these two friends. They haven't broken up for 8 years. They dated for maybe 1 year. And then they Velcroed themselves for 7 years.
Yeah. I've had friends like that.
It's like Sam and Ron on Jersey Shore. We're yeah, like, what crazy. The fuck? You guys aren't even like, I hate that stuff.
That is a long time.
Be grown up.
That's so much. That is so.
Yeah, it's a lot. But that actually brings me to my next point. This is a hot take. Actually, it's not a hot take, but it's a hot topic in love. It's polyamory. Now, I feel like this is much different than a situationship.
Yes.
You know, polyamory is a type of, how do I explain? What is the definition? I mean, it's loving more people than one.
Yeah, multiple yeah. people.
Yeah, you're kind of just
think
open.
Do you think you can be in love with more than one person at a time?
I feel like,
I don't know. I don't.
Well,
tried this.
See, here's the thing.
Wait, but this is fun.
I feel like love is like a little different. Like I love some of my friends and I love some of my family. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but right. maybe if you're a poly like relationship, you know, people bring different things to the table.
Yeah.
But there's always, I feel like there'd always have to be some competition and some, you know, feeling less as a partner.
I think it's,
yeah.
I think it's like, personally, for me, I don't think it would be possible. But yeah. we've seen shows like Sister Wives, and like
that was a failed experiment.
Like, don't they have like
they all
many...
divorced recently?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he was in love with all of them at once, supposedly.
Like, he has said now that he didn't love them all. He only loved the one. He was lying. He says.
Wait. Okay.
So then we have the end of the polyamory story.
That was the
those
only.
People.
That was like the only case where I was like, maybe it's like possible, but I don't know. I don't think so.
For me, I dated someone who was into that lifestyle. And so it was interesting because I was like, okay, so I'm like, we are enjoying each other. Because who am I to judge? Something I had never tried. And we were into each other. But then I would go out and I'd be like, I get to flirt with any guy here. I get to do whatever I want. And it almost made me flirtier than I'd ever been. And I would be more excited about the new person than the other person.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And to be honest, I think every... risk and reward kind of work in parallel. So when you can be so in love that it's like, oh my God, my heart's in this person's hands. I feel like the type of love is huge. Like the reward can be so huge. But when you're only kind of halfway doing the risk and the reward, I just feel like the high is not as high, you know?
I hear you. Yeah.
But I don't like disagree with that lifestyle for people. I think people there's so many people who have a ton of fun and do not give a shit about certain things that I care about. So it's like, exactly. I am not judging at all.
Exactly.
But I do sometimes feel like we're at an age or like we're at a point in time where these really successful couples, you know, maybe they're in business together. Maybe they've got a lot of money. They're staying together for the money. And then they're kind of bringing
in the partnership, friendship aspect.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like sometimes I feel bad for the third person or the other person. Who's expected to be the fun thing. It's like, oh, you wanted... And also, when you know, it's hard for me to hear from a person in a long-term partnership like polyamory tell me that being married isn't important. Because all I hear is, you mean that one thing you can't let go of is what I shouldn't be seeking? Why the fuck does that make sense?
I do feel for the... I get what you mean. I get what you mean. The third person, I feel like, goes into it knowing, though, that... Yeah. Like, it's just not going to happen. Like,
yeah.
Like the first two are locked in. Like, yeah. You're the third. Like, that is like a boundary that they've set.
Yeah.
And like, no matter
how. Wives, you got a little skewed.
Right. No, see, there are certain situations where it's possible.
No,
but...
I definitely think if you're opening yourself up to polyamory, I mean, I even know a couple that I follow on Instagram. This couple was together like 10 years. They bring in a third chick. He's with the new chick. The other chick is gone. Like, he's yeah. still shopping with your comfort. I mean, it's very similar to situationships in a lot of ways. But and like I said, in my opinion, personally, if you're in a long-term partnership, the love is gone or the love was never there, cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Spend the lawyer fee. Yeah, back to that point. Move. Just try again. Like, I don't think we should be cheating these life things. And I don't. And from what I've seen, a lot of people aren't as happy as they.
But I think people could be like, okay, kids, maybe you have kids. Maybe you have.
Yeah.
You said business, whatever, comfort. You have a nice house together. We're friends.
I like the friends.
Let's stay here. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting. I think it's going to come up a lot in our like generation. Like, we're going to be dealing with a lot of people who want to do this.
Yeah. There's definitely going to be more and more.
I think the key is mutually both people want to do it.
Yeah.
Where, like, I feel like there's definitely will be time where it's like one person's nudging the other person.
Yeah.
And they're in it because they like the other person a lot. Like, I feel like if it really is like mutual 50-50,
yeah,
this is what we both want, then let's do it.
Also, though, I will say, I do not believe whenever people talk about it, they're like, oh, I'm poly because I have just so much extra love to give. I'm like, no, the fuck you don't. You did not get born with more love, period. You didn't. I know that you didn't. You're lying. There's nothing special about how you were born that you just need to give so much love. I do want to know the hard-hitting stuff. I want to be like, and God, the best part is like 5 years later. And I feel like people who are watching when they're like, oh, of course. A lot of the stories in the same. You can go on Reddit for that. That brings me to another. This podcast has gotten very serious.
We're getting deep.
Last one was a lot more fun.
You're like, get me out of here.
No, we went from fun sex to, you know.
Love is a battlefield.
Yeah, true.
I'm liking this conversation.
No, I'm not hating on situationships. I'm not hating on polyamory.
This is all personal. This is all personal opinion.
Can I? No, okay. My next, but speaking of, you know, what are your guys' like red flags? There's a lot of chatter about red flags and icks and all that. I'm sure my ick is like Tosh sleeping in the bed.
That's cute. Oh, some people might hate that.
Yeah, he's annoying. But what are your red flags?
If they have a cat, they gotta go.
You're not down with a cat?
No, like it's cute. I'm just allergic as hell. So like I can't be doing that.
That's fair. That's a health reason.
You know, I have to be that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a cute. You
know? Big red flag. I feel like I've dated girls. It's like when you're like insecure. So, you know, maybe I don't text them for a day or whatever it is. Oh, are you mad at me or you don't like me? You know, and it's just like, I'm like, no, have a little more confidence in yourself. That's one that comes to my mind right away. What about you?
Right now, if someone shares a dog with an ex, if someone pet swaps, I'm fucking out.
That is cute.
Cute concept. I love that for you guys.
I'll even go a step further with pets. Like, I love, like, it seems like Tosh, like, an easy dog, right? You can leave it for a while.
Allegedly.
Leave, like, it. That's not right. You leave her for a while.
He's a boy. Her.
Him. Tosh. Sorry.
Come on, Adam.
So, but I will, this is the one thing, like, you know, like, there's adults that are just, like, annoyed when their friends have kids.
Yeah.
Like, I love pets, but, like, when you, I can't go out today because I can't leave my dog or I can't leave this. And it's like, they don't have a way to just like, you're just that. I love a good dog. So maybe you need that person to share with. Maybe it's the type of dog that you can leave for a full day.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I just get annoyed. Like I hate, like it's might be selfish of me, but that's definitely something that I get a little.
No, it is annoying. Especially like it's annoying. I've had, you know, people come to my house with like a big dog and I have all this white furniture and I'm like, oh, I don't love this. Actually. I don't love it. But I'm not into the pet swappers. I was seeing someone. I'm not going to say the time frame, but I was seeing someone and he had broken up with his partner, this gorgeous girl. And
the dog or the partner?
Both, I'm sure. Okay. They're both cute. And I mean, gorgeous. And they shared a dog. And we had gone on vacation. When we come back, he like immediately goes to like swap the dog. And I was like, I'm out. Like, what the f-? And he mentioned the dog on the first date and I laughed at him. I literally laughed. I was like, what? And he's like, oh yeah, it's something we're trying out. But if it gets to be weird, you know, we're not going to do it. And I laughed and I said, that is hilarious, but like, whatever. But it ultimately was the reason why I broke up with him. I thought it was so strange. The dog was like one. they had thrown like birthday parties for it. Like it was a human. So I was like, there's some weirdo stuff. Like I'm talking like the dog's name in streamers, a dog birthday cake, in an invite of like 20 people to the house for the dog birthday. So they're pretending it's a baby. And I'm like, no.
Also the dog, Instagrams. Like Tosh doesn't have an Instagram.
No, he's too cool, honestly.
Yeah.
No offense. But I mean, I love dog. I like seeing your dog, but I'm not good.
Right.
Like,
post a picture of your dog. One of every four pics, I'll give you a 25%. You can have your dog.
Yeah.
And I feel like as like a friend, you're like obligated to follow the dog Instagram.
Yeah. I'm auntie.
I don't want to like.
Yes, exactly.
I don't love that. I don't love it. Like I'll go on it sometimes, like a few pics. I love that you're obsessed.
It's great. People always tell me Tosh should have an Instagram. And I'm like, no. I feel like that would be weird and annoying. Like
yes.
he should be something that you don't get every minute.
Yeah.
You should want him.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of mystery.
Right.
Like it's what are you doing right now?
Yeah. It's even like parents, it's like, I don't need to see your kids every second, you know.
No.
Like but show me a cute birthday pic or your kid did something cute once in a while, but I don't need it all the time.
Wait, speaking of though, because I guess kids are a part of love, like literally what is the culture where like people take like using their kids for clout? Like the kids have to do all these TikToks all day and like these YouTubes all day.
Yeah, that's annoying.
If I get reincarnated as a TikTok baby, I'm going back to wherever I came from. I don't want to be reincarnated and have to like perform like being an infant and a child. I would hate that.
Did you guys see that video where the
mom said
to cry? They were in the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the mom's like, okay, you're going to cry now. Like cry harder, 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 harder. And the kid's like fake sobbing. And she like left it in the final cut of the video. And it went viral and everything.
Wait,
and I'm like,
what about the chick whose baby's in the hospital? And she's like, the baby is in critical care. And she starts doing this weird TikTok dance.
What?
Over the baby in the hospital.
Her baby.
Baby. She's like, got a tear. She does a tear. It's the most cringy shit.
I need to see that after this. That is insane.
That's what I'm saying. We have gotten way off topic. Well, that's an ick. Okay. Something more fun.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Okay. Yeah, Valentine's Day is coming up. Have you ever had like an amazing Valentine's? Like a story or?
No, but I've been seeing these TikToks that I'm obsessed with.
What?
Where like the girl walks into the hotel room and there's like balloons, rose petals. I love that. I think that shit is so cute.
Oh my God. I don't feel like I would give a huge. I mean, I would. It's flattering.
I think it's so romantic and like sweet. Like someone went out of their way to do this for me. Are you kidding? Like that's
streamers are cute. Yeah, like when a streamer gets involved in a balloon. Have you ever had a romantic thing?
No, I've never had like Valentine's Day date. Yeah. I'm just like, I just feel like Valentine's Day is it's. Yeah, obviously, if you have a really serious partner, you do something for Valentine's Day. But it's just like. You know, it's one day of the year. I feel like, you know, real romantic, like you should do something once in a while, anytime.
Yeah.
So.
Well, last year was my favorite Valentine's ever. I had a Galentine's party and I had all these girls in my house. We had a fucking blast.
That was literally like the best Valentine's Day party.
It was a blast. I had so much fun. I wish I could had the time to do that again. I had a blast.
We need to do that again.
Yeah. But you remember?
You're a great host, by the way.
Can I come?
You killed it.
Of course.
Okay, good.
Of course. And Galentine's is like equal opportunity.
All right.
It's just like anybody can be there. I don't care. But we karaoke'd. We had breathalyzers. We got lit. We were singing.
Yeah, I think I remember like seeing stuff like people.
An absolute blast.
I miss it. We haven't done one of those nights in so long. Like we've gotten like drunk and like sang and like.
Like a house party.
Had a time, yeah.
And now I can play the guitar a little bit, so.
Oh, party trip.
I know. Party trip. But do you remember being a kid when you would go to elementary school and everybody had those little Valentine cards and it'd be like the stuff you liked. So it'd be like the Power Rangers or Blue's Clues or Barney. And everybody in the class got a cubby.
Yeah, but like everyone. Right, but everyone like gave everyone one. So it was just like,
yeah.
It was kind of dumb.
I loved it. I loved going home and having like 25 Valentines. And when you're a kid, you're like,
yeah,
oh,
it's cute.
It's Dora. Oh, it's whoever. Like, you got to, like.
Some of them were, like, hologram if you, like, moved them a certain way.
And I'm like, this one got candy. Like, it was so much fun.
It's a core memory.
And the little cubbies. Remember when we had cubbies? Like, our mail was cubbies. Oh, God. That was crazy that we had mail. Like, when we were in elementary school, like, they needed to give us a
they
cubby.
They were training us.
Like, why did we have to have mail? I don't know. But if you were to rewrite some of these Valentines, because, you know, they have the little Valentine heart candy. It's like, be mine. You're cute. I'm yours. How would you rewrite those for like modern?
Like maybe like good gesture. So like I'll pick you up from the airport.
That's a long one.
Wait, that's really cute. That
or, you know, what's another good one?
A coupon is actually such a fun gift. Like a love coupon. I used to do that when I would
Dates. I'll watch Desperate Housewives with you.
Oh, that's cute.
So those are two on top of my head.
What's yours?
You know, I haven't even given this some thought. I should probably come up with a couple.
Don't worry, I got some.
What do you have?
I got Be Mine for the Weekend. And I got You're Cute Enough. And I said, I'm Yours and Theirs. And I said, True Love. Sounds exhausting. Oh my God.
Wait, I kind of like the
iconic. So that's maybe I should.
You should make your own brand of like candy for the holidays.
Sounds exhausting. I like that. We actually have some user voice notes this time because I asked my Instagram followers, I said, what's the best and worst dating advice you've ever gotten for love? And I asked them if they have a cute story about how they met their lover or maybe an ex to tell me what it was. So
I cannot wait to listen to these.
This app, by the way, is very cool. Okay, this is pretty straightforward.
The best advice I could probably give you is if you're in love with somebody, just do it, no matter what the goddamn price is.
Hell yeah, that's a lover boy. That's a lover boy. That's my kind of guy. That's no matter what the goddamn price is.
Full send.
I love him. Okay, I love his vibe. Okay, this one. Oh, this is a cool one. This is Marco from Italy. This is how he met his lover.
Well, hello, Lindsay. This is Marco from Italy. This is a story with a love story with a happy ending because in 2021, I was diagnosed of cancer and I met my actual girlfriend because she was among the medical surgery crew that saved my life. I'm very happy for this. A kiss. Ciao. Oh
my God.
I'm obsessed with Marco from Italy for a million
years. I can listen to him all day.
I like that he's just from Italy, too, like the entire country. Like, Marco from Italy, I love you. I love your voice.
His girlfriend saved his life, guys.
Amazing.
No, that's romantic AF.
That is so beautiful. They fell in love.
That was recent, 2021. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing well, and I'm so happy for you that you found love, especially in such a dark time. Mm-hmm. I feel like that happens so much where it's like, I truly feel like sometimes like the worst things you experience, like the rainbow is right around the corner. Totally. With so many things.
Totally.
Whenever my life is trash, I'm like, oh God, it's going to be so good soon.
Like you something's just have coming. To like stick it out.
The like, more trash it is, I'm like, it's going to be so good.
Exactly. Like it's literally just around the corner.
Okay, the next step. So we've got another How I Met My Girlfriend story, and I love this voice.
So I met my girlfriend for like 7 years now. My friend went out for food over in the UK, and I got a room in this restaurant. So I went to a, which is where my girlfriend was a waitress. One of my friends who worked at this restaurant knew her, and they told her about me being on a football soccer scholarship in college in Iowa. So it basically raised her eyebrows a little bit, and she was like, oh my God, he's a soccer player, but obviously not a football player, and she's not American. I don't know why the American accent. And then, yeah, we went on a date, and then that is about it, and it is pretty boring, but the best meal that I ever went to.
You really never know. You could literally be going out to dinner, and the love of your life is right there.
No, apparently, I'm hearing that women are meeting their men at work.
Oh, true.
That's the theme that I'm hearing, that people are meeting. You know, I met one of my boyfriends bartending at Twin Peaks when I was in college.
Very good.
And I ID'd him, and we shared the same birthday. And so he was already cute, and then we had the same birthday, and then that was how we met. That's kind of cute, huh?
What do you guys think about dating a coworker?
Ooh.
There's anything wrong with it? It's like you're around people that have at least somewhat of an interest or do something you have something in common with, and you see that person every day, maybe, or regularly. And,
do we think it's a little...
You can get a vibe before you even start dating. Like, I think it's great. So,
do we think it's a little, messy, though?
No. I mean, there's the whole, topic of, don't shit where you eat. But if we vibe enough, like, yeah, who cares? So
I like it when it's a little toxic too, when you're trying to keep it a secret.
Wait, yeah, that's kind of hot.
I shouldn't say this out loud. I dated someone though at a workplace and I wasn't proud of dating. We were keeping it a secret and it was very hot. But that is disrespectful. Okay, next up. So we have, okay, this is some dating advice that we've got from George. George tells us this is his best dating advice, he said.
On your first date, say that you have an appointment about an hour or two after the start of the date. And if it's going well, you can say, oh, I can cancel out. But if it's going poorly, then you can say, oh, excuse me, I got to go to that appointment I told you about. Shout outs to Macabre Storytelling.
I don't love that.
You don't love that?
Nope.
Why?
Sorry, George.
Why? Hot take.
Well, it's like you're already starting off like saying like, I might not be into this or we cutting it short. Like, I don't want that vibe. Like, now she's going to think like, oh, like I got an hour and I don't know. You just, you want to just see where we go. Let's have a drink. See where the night takes us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever had a first date that I didn't like that bad. I don't know if I've ever.
That's a great thing.
Met someone at dinner and been like, I don't like them. Has that ever happened? No.
That's honestly great though. I would love to hear people's like shitty first date stories though.
Oh my God, we're gonna have to save that for sure.
Oh, I've had shitty first dates.
Tell me the shittiest.
So like that's why. So I definitely had like a stint where like I did like, you know, the apps, and I just hate the apps. Like I kind of just realized at one point in my life where I was like, every time I've like was with a girl I liked, it was not an app, you know. But I get why they have the apps. Like, you don't, you know, you get older, you don't go out just to go out as much. And, you know, it's harder to meet people and you're busier. I get it. But with the apps, you definitely meet more people you're incompatible with. Like, I always had a good idea for an app where it was like, we could, like, you swipe, you have to be on. And then if you, it's like, you have to FaceTime for a minute. And if it doesn't, and if we're not vibing, like I delete you, I say no, and then we never match again. Ooh. And then if you do, then we can start messaging. Because I just feel like in like 30 seconds of like talking back and forth, like you get a vibe rather than texting for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's very time consuming. But yeah, I've definitely been on date. Like I was on one date where I was disappointed. Like you definitely like have like I don't know if this is going to sound, I don't think this is going to sound bad. Like, I think anyone in three picks could look 10 times better than they are, you know?
Yeah.
So when I did more of the apps, like I was like, I kind of want to get like your Instagram. Like you can't hide yourself in a full Instagram, you know? But you can hide yourself in three picks.
Sort of.
So
actually,
I think there was a time where it's like, I think we met. I think maybe she was disappointed with me. I was disappointed with her. We're at a bar and there was Connect Four on the table. We got a drink each. We played like four games of Connect Four. I think we both gave up on even talking after like 10 minutes. And it was just, we literally were just playing games and like, we didn't say a word and that was it. So that was my probably awkward first date.
That sounds so uncomfortable.
Ooh. I will say though, you can totally fake an Instagram because I know someone with millions of followers who it's all faked. It's all AI'd. Like the body's AI'd.
Right.
AI'd. You can tell if you're relatively smart, but people are faked out by it.
Even like you get like a little bit of like.
Faked.
But here's what I like too. Forget even the looks. It's like if most people, like an Instagram, like you can tell, okay, a little bit what you're into, friends, like you definitely should be able to tell a little bit of someone's vibe.
Yeah.
You know, that's why honestly,
this
like
one you can't.
Even though it's probably like if I met someone that like didn't have an Instagram, I'd be like that's kind of a red flag, even though they're probably like, you know, have just a way better life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but for me it's weird.
Yeah, to not have one at all is pretty I don't know.
I think if someone's off the grid like that, it's a little bit sus.
Yep.
I date a guy who's off
like,
the grid.
And by the way, it's probably wrong that like we judge that because they're probably happy and they don't have to deal with all the negative effects of terms of, you know, you're on it too much and, you know, whatever it is. But it's so weird to me.
There's a lot of girls that like regularly delete their Instagram app from like their phone.
Yeah.
I have a friend who does that a lot.
Well, and then I always feel like when like there's like, there hasn't been any pictures from her girls. I always just assume like, oh, you probably dated some guy and you delete all your, like all these pictures.
Oh yeah.
That's what I always think.
The archive girlies. I don't get it. I really never understood
that. Right. Cause like why? Like that was a part of your life. Like unless it was like an awful relationship. Like this guy is scum. He cheated on me, whatever. It's like, who cares? Well, like you dated people in the past. Like you can show that.
The relationship thing I get a little bit more if you archive pictures from a relationship.
Right.
But there's people that just like archive their Instagram like every like other week and then like unarchive it and then archive it again.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
Well, like I'm sure like girls, I'm sure girls will do this because like for me, it's like, yeah, like I look at like some pictures of my past. I'm like my early 20s, I was like chubby, way more chubby. And I was just like, yeah, I don't want to see that. Or didn't look as good, so you know. Funny. I feel like I've grown into myself better.
I don't
want to
see that.
But I feel like girls will. I feel like that's like a normal thing, maybe. So maybe that's why. But even though, like, who cares? It's part of my like, you know. It's cool. Like the one I think the one cool thing looking back, at, like, you know, is social media good? Has improved our lives or not? Then we'll get back to more relationships. Is I think it is cool to like, you know, look at something on my phone. It's like has like some of my best memories.
Yeah,
know? And I think there's. There's some positives.
Do you think you should delete pictures when you break up with someone? Like, because some people get into new relationships and the person's like, I don't want to delete the old pictures.
I think weird. And maybe you delete some. Like, let's say you like were dating someone for 3 years. And
yeah.
You took a ton of pictures together.
Yeah.
I also think it's weird if like you're in a relationship and you only have relationship pictures. Like, yeah. You're like, I think we talked about this earlier where it's like, you know, I think good relationships, you're doing your own thing a little bit and you're not always together. And it's like, it's like you're always with this person, always. Like you don't have any other part of your life that you want to show us.
Yeah.
But I think if you have, unless it's like a bad breakup, like you don't never want to see this person again. It's like leave a few pics up there. Who cares? It's part of, you know, it's your archive. It's part of your life.
What if the new person cares?
Then that's a red flag. It's like you're jealous of my ex-boyfriend who I'm like not with that I haven't seen or whatever.
Is it
because I have a couple pictures up there of like, you know, this great trip we took to, you know, Greece or whatever. No, that's...
Wait, actually, there's a famous girl influencer who has been, like, engaged a million times, and she keeps all the exes up. So she has a whole page, and it's, like, multiple hot men she's been engaged to, and she leaves them all up.
Like, are you supposed to think your partner's never been with someone? Like, who cares?
Well, I do wonder, because if someone's, like, your profile is, like, what represents you, right? And I think if I'd had like a bunch of like long-term partners, and what's weird about the algorithms is it'll show you a photo like brand new from 4 years ago.
True.
So it's like you might be dating this person, but on the feed, it's him and the girl like 2 girls ago or something. So I do feel like the algorithm is like that's not very nice if you're the new person when they're filtering out her old man or her old bae.
That's true.
And I don't really think all this is jealousy either. I feel like jealousy and insecurity always gets blurred when it comes to consideration. And it's like, oh, you must be jealous or insecure. And I feel like a lot of times that's usually in line with, actually, I find you not being considerate. It's like not, because if I'm like totally alone, I feel like the hottest chick alive or whatever. But if someone's being inconsiderate, it doesn't mean my confidence levels have dropped. It means I don't really think you're being respectful of me. And those are like two different things. So I think some people might find it disrespectful, especially for women, because we live a different life. And people would be more likely to use us as toys or like, you know, there's something about, I do think people use women's beauty as a status enhancer. Actually, I don't think that. I know that. I've seen, you know, celebrities do it, rappers do it, major league sports do it. People use women's beauty as these kind of enhancers. So you really don't want to be used as an enhancer along with other enhancers. So publicly, it's kind of disturbing. It could be.
Yeah. And I don't think the people that are doing that, like leaving the posts up, I don't think they think that deeply about it.
Yeah. Actually, I do think some do.
Yeah?
Yeah. The guy I dated who was a dog swapper, he was a very calculated and manipulative man. He's worth so much money. It's gotten him very far in business. But the guy was super calculated in love. It didn't work on me as quickly or as well. But he would leave the girlfriends up as not only a status enhancer, but as a way for the new girlfriend to feel inferior. Because his job was to paint the person is insecure, so that when he was inconsiderate, he could say, but you've been insecure. Like, look at this person that you've been already. So he had no consideration. He was a fucking loser. And he's still single, and he's been getting dumped like left and right because he's got so many red flags.
Oh,
what an
God.
Idiot. But that's a whole other story, piece of shit. I wonder how his Valentine's Day is going. Fucking idiot. Okay. Let's do... Oh, I have just... wrap this up with just one question. There's so much that we haven't even touched, but I'm going to save this for another episode. Do you think love conquers all?
No. I think love is like what you strive to have, and you look for love, and love's a big deal. But think about, like, I know a ton of people that are single and happy, you know, it's like, could they be happier? Sure. But I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think, Helen?
I think it could, like, having that partner to do, like, to, like, accomplish all your dreams with. And, like, and I mean, I don't know. You can date someone that, like, you guys have two complete different career paths and whatnot. But I think it does.
That is so cute.
I think it does.
Mine is a mixed answer, too. I think love conquers everything but science. So I think you can be in as much love as you want. But like I said toward the beginning, you cannot conquer the chemical and biological functions of the mind. So I think you can be as in love, as 100% in love as you want to be. But I think you manipulate your environment. You manipulate your mind, aka alcohol, aka drugs, aka, you know, it could be a million things. It could be sleep deprivation. It could be poor diet. It could be whatever the fuck. If you manipulate the mind and the environment enough, love will cease. Love will not win because love won't outdo science. So I do feel like it's science.
Such a good point.
Yeah. And nobody dates from this perspective. And this is like something that I obsess about. I'm just like, what the fuck? But that's a whole other thing. It's hard being me. I think too much.
No, that was honestly like a very poetic answer though.
That's true. Well, this took a turn. This is a great podcast. I mean, we covered some hot topics.
We really got this. Yeah. We really wandered a little bit, but in a good way.
Yeah. And I don't think it got too like political either. It's more just, I mean, it really is. This is love. This is love in the 21st century. Mm-hmm. This is love after mobile phones, after social media. This is love after our generation of parents who are half of us are divorced. Like, it's a different time in love, and we have different struggles. We have different perspectives, and we just have a different dating experience than everyone. We haven't even started talking about the apps. Barely. There's so many things to talk about. Yeah. But we're going to keep this topic going. We're going to keep the conversation rolling for love, relationships, dating, et cetera, for the month of February before we rock and roll into March. But I want to thank you guys for joining me for this episode of Love. Helen, Adam, where can everyone follow you if you want to be followed?
Yeah, on Instagram, my username is @HelenAbutidze. It's AbuTidze.
And I'm real Adam Levine _before Levine on Twitter and Instagram. I'll let you know if I venture to more social medias.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think two's enough.
Wait, which ones did you just say?
Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Those are the best. Solid. Am I following you?
I don't know. I don't tweet as much anymore, but like, I still, to me, Twitter's like a newspaper, you know, like you follow the right things. It's like, that's how I get my news. You follow the right people and, you know, you're informed.
Yeah.
So.
News and nudes pretty much at this point. We got a little bit of both.
Maybe I'm not following enough of nudes. So
mine just show up.
So do mine sometimes. It's weird. It's weird now. Yeah. I think it's ever since Elon took over. It's like weird shit shows up.
It's just weird.
That I'm not asking for.
I'm not consenting to.
I get a lot of QAnon shit too, where it's like, I don't follow these lunatics.
Yeah, it's a lot. Well, guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Eyes Up Here. You can email us at eyesuphere@lindsaypalis.co. You can also keep leaving these voice notes when prompted. And I'll see you next week for another episode of Eyes Up Here. I love you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Happy Monday.